The Jimi Hendrix Experience's Are You Experienced reached number 5 on the charts. Axe's Bold as Love peaked at number 3. Then, in 1968, Jimmy and the band came up with the chart-topping Electric Ladyland. This time, Jimmy was in the producer's chair.
Actually, we was getting our things together in other two times, you know, with Axis and with Are You Experienced. But most of those were, like, predominantly handled by Chaz and all that. But that's the first time we was, you know, I did it by myself completely. Yeah, it was about $60,000, I guess, you know. Oh, well, yeah, it was really expensive because, like, we was recording and we was playing at the same time, which is very, you know, it's a whole lot of strain on you. So, therefore, we have to always go back in the studio again and redo what we might have done two nights ago, you know. And it was really hard to do because, like I said before, we was working at the same time, and that's twice as much strain on you.
Rainy Day, Dream Away from Electric Ladyland. The Hendrix influence lives on thanks to the recordings he left behind. Here's master guitarist Jeff Healy.
I sort of ignored anything to do with Jimi Hendrix until somebody finally got me to sit down and listen to the Are You Experienced album when I was, I guess, 17. And it was then that, you know, that I realized that, you know, the guy had a lot of great songwriting ideas. He had a great feel as a guitar player. And just a great command as an entertainer. Certainly, you know, even through records, which is a tough thing to do, to sort of reach out through a record and really make somebody, you know, anybody listening to it feel what you're trying to get across.
across your back. I can see you had your fun, but darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead. You're just right. So hard to get through to you.
Crosstown Traffic from Electric Ladyland. Jimi Hendrix's admiration for Bob Dylan was reflected in his recordings of Dylan classics like The Drifter's Escape, Like a Rolling Stone, and his best-known Dylan cover, All Along the Watchtower. The feeling was mutual. Here's Hendrix producer Alan Douglas.
You remember Dylan's Biograph album? If you look at, and he wrote his own liner notes on the Biograph album. And if you read the notes, you'll see under All Along the Watchtower, he talked more about Hendrix's version of All Along the Watchtower than he did his own. And that inspired me to think about, I would like to get something more from Dylan concerning Hendrix's versions of his songs. So we asked him, and he did in fact write a magnificent piece, you know, about generally about cover records, how it affects the composer and himself as composer, musician, performer, and how he felt about it. Talked about Hendrix was the only one who really covered his songs. The last line he says, quote, "I'm surprised that Hendrix didn't do more of my songs because they were all his."
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. We'll be right back.
Carlos Santana recently recorded a medley of Peace on Earth by John Coltrane, his own Mother Earth, and Hendrix's Third Stone from the Sun. That trilogy, cut with Living Colors' Vernon Reid, reflects an admiration which goes back nearly 25 years.
I know very little. You know, we have talked a few times, basically because we all knew the ladies around him. At the same time, Jimmy was pretty much at the peak of an exploration. He was getting ready for a different departure, you know. And I don't think he knew he was going to pass, but I knew he knew that he needed a different change musically. But at the time, I don't think I had the capacity to deal with anything with him. You know, I was just a kid coming out of the streets. Maybe he's just learning how to put his finger on the guitar, you know, and he already could paint cosmic worlds out of the speakers.
Thank you. This is Noel Redding. This Labor Day Jimi Hendrix special. We will return in a moment. And thank you. And good luck.
Welcome back. I'm Jack Buck.
And I'm Tim McCarver.
This outrageous CBS Get Ready weekend is going into overtime.
Get ready for CBS. Get ready, cause here we go.
It's time now for the big finish, and the cast of every single CBS show takes the field.
From Monday night, the cast of Uncle Buck, Murphy Brown.
From Wednesday night, Lenny, Dr. Doctor.
Representing Friday, the cast of Evening Shade, Baghdad Cafe.
And from Saturday, Family Man, the Hogan Family.
And hold on, wearing a fuzzy 4-foot drum major's helmet, it's Mike Wallace. Hundreds of CBS stars on the field now.
They've begun forming a shape, Jack. It appears to be a large oval.
No, not an oval, Tim. It's an eye. They have formed a gigantic CBS eye. Incredible.
And look at that, Jack. It's winking.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Get ready for CBS.
The new mouth knows how to take care of itself.
Healthy mouth.
Knows what to do.
Yeah.
And what not to.
Mind your mouth.
A new improved close-up mouth.
New close-up, the first fluoride toothpaste with the protection of real mouth rinse. A toothpaste and mouth rinse in one.
For a healthy mouth, healthy mouth. A new close-up mouth.
You know these guys that call you up, you say, nah, I don't want to leave AT&T. They don't say, oh, okay, bye. It's like a big savings, sir. I tell them I don't pay a lot now. Oh, well, no, they say big, big savings. Well, maybe we just have a different idea of big, but big is big. Listen, I'm going to put my dog on now, okay?
Don't get pressured. Get the facts.
So finally I said, just put it in writing. Hello?
Because no matter what they promise you, it's still not AT&T. The right choice.